Hello.
Yes, sir. Tom here. Thomas here with you again. Did you get a chance to check the email?
Nope, but I'm walking back there now. Took longer to do.
So sorry.
What I was doing, and I thought, oh man, relax. It's not about you. Relax.
I'm at work.
Out of court?
Yeah, just a few people here. No, it's not 5. It's like 10:46 here.
10:46. So what is that? That's not Eastern time.
That's Pacific.
Huh?
That's Pacific, sir.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
10:46.
10:47 in the morning.
Yeah, you're Pacific Standard Time. Okay,
yes,
now I just called the dude. Now I'm bringing up the recorder. Stop.
Okay.
Thomas Moore.
Yes,
you?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, now I've opened it up. It's okay.
All right. So I can put you on hold because that's a bit long email. So you can take 2 minutes, and I'll join you back, okay?
All right. Thank you.
No worries.
So the only thing that I was thinking to mention is that whenever you open the immersion or you approve the immersion, you have to get the integration done for that. So that will be something which is an extra. But I think that will be the last part because everything is being set up. And as far as the social media is concerned, I've already given you the prices and everything about it. So we can surely talk about that. Right? So thank you very much for giving your time today on Saturday, sir.
Okay, I'm ready.
Perfect. Sounds great. So that is the whole plan basically for you. And the errors that we saw, like my technical team and me myself, when we were looking at your website, so that error that seems like a human error from your developer, that whoever was working on your website before. So that doesn't seem like the error from hosting servers or something like that. So if I may ask, did you speak to your developer about this? Like what they say, like how this issue can be resolved?
Look, I can't talk. Nobody's taking phone calls. Nobody's doing anything.
Oh, God.
Pitcher might be the one that did this. I don't know. I can't think of the two or three others that have worked on it. But let's just go over what you're proposing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your unlimited pages included integrated current hosting account. Now, integrated current hosting account means you can use my account, correct?
Right. Because you, the current account that you have with Bluehost, you are going to host your website on the same domain. All you need to do is to provide us the current website's backend. Do you have the access for the backend?
Sure. I understand that. I just want to make sure that I was in total control of the hosting because I've already got screwed. Another job. Or
yes.
DocuLoss.com. Well, the guy had it up and running, then he went out of business, and I lost it because he begged me to let him host it. And like an idiot, I did. Okay. Professional website design, mobile responsive design. Now, what is mobile responsive design?
Mobile responsive design means like the websites. The website, you said that it's not cell phone responsive. Yesterday you told me that. So this is something that you need. So like mobile responsive means like your website will be 100% mobile and liquid responsive. The response of the website on any mobile device or any tablet PC or any computer screen will be exactly the same.
Okay, now let me ask an additional question about that.
Sure.
Now, if a person signs up, subscribed, and he goes to my website, downloads the mobile responsive app, will he be able to fill out everything that's on the website on that cell phone, meaning if he takes a picture of a lead?
100%, sir, 100%.
So, in other words, he can do the whole thing on his smartphone.
That is correct.
Place the pictures. If he takes a picture, he can immediately place it in a line and so forth and provide description.
Easily, sir, easily. There will be a custom form which will be uploaded for the clients who can easily upload and upload the picture and upload the whole form to the website from any mobile device or any computer screen or any from anywhere.
Yeah.
They can easily do that.
Yeah. All right, hold on 1 second, please. Hold on.
Sure.
Hi, I'm back. Now,
welcome back, sir.
All right, now, professional stock image from iStock, initial setup, testing, and customizing of a theme.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's a value of $250. You're going to have to do that to present the website to me anyway. Blog setup counts as one page, value $150. I don't quite understand that one either. Advice on website content and strategy, value $200. Got no problem with that. On-page SEO to make your site search engine friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I don't really have a problem with that. One email address set up on your domain.
Mm-hmm.
You say that that's an $80 value. I don't understand why that's an $80 value. I'll set up all my emails. I've got info@doculoss.com. I've got bob@doculoss.com. But anyway, I was just saying that. Additional email address is $6 more or per month?
That is per month.
Well, then I don't want any of those because I'll set my own.
That is, I know, yes, because you already have the hosting set it up and you must have these services included in that, your hosting plan. So this is a like whole package that we offer. So, of course, like if you don't need that, of course, we can definitely delete this from the package. Absolutely.
Man, hold on one more time, man. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm back, okay? And then local continuous backup and off-site backup and secondary off-site backup, Amazon. Is that Amazon S3, right?
Right.
That's that backup point twice that per week, value $20 a month. I have no problem with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
SSL certificate to your website, you need that just to have it on, e-commerce site, one email account, 10 gigabyte storage, value $15 a month. I don't understand that one either.
Mm-hmm.
Access to website, WordPress dashboard. The site that you're looking at is not a WordPress site.
It's
correct?
A custom-built, PHP platform. I know.
Right.
But,
okay.
Yes. So just to make it more easy, because the website that you have made on custom PHP, that is basically the functionalities that I see on the site, the information that I see on your site that can easily be made on WordPress. By that way, you will save $2,000. Why?
I understand the difference. I understand. Okay? And I don't care. I don't give a rat's patoot. And in layman terms, I don't give a rat's ass. As long as the website is stable and stays up and functions, okay? Now, you're asking for a one-time payment of $1,500. I'm not going to do that.
No problem. No problem, sir. We can make it like monthly to, or we can make it partial to, whatever you're suitable with. That's totally okay with me.
Okay, good. Now, the website, so after I spend the $1,500, how much are you looking per month thereafter? You're saying website maintenance, $130 a month.
Right.
What? So is that the only obligation I have after that?
That applies after 2 years. 2 years is included, as I said in the email, that 2 years of maintenance is included in the price of $1,500. After 2 years,
okay,
if you want to continue with us with the maintenance of the website, you have to pay $130 a month.
Okay. Now, that's okay, too. We'll find out, because at the end of 2 years, if it ain't working, it ain't working, right? Now, let's see. What's the last question? Damn it. Now, what... You said something about a marketing, ongoing search engine marketing guidance.
Right.
What does that intake?
That intake is we are going to like guide you like how we can market your service. So based on that, my marketing head will be speaking to you after the website is completely finished and live. Then we will talk to you about the marketing plan, that how it can be done. We'll share the strategy with you, that what strategy can be applied on it, what platform should we use to market your website. Either should we use Google, should we use social media platforms, or any other pay-per-click service. So whatever is suitable for you.
All of the above. But you're saying that you're going to charge me $50 for that guidance. That's fine. I mean,
that
are you setting value?
So don't, that is just the value that normally that we charge. But the total price, which is included, that is down below. That is for you.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the $1,500. But you see, in order to justify the $1,500, you came up with a $1,900 perceived value. Okay,
correct.
And I'm not fighting with you. I'm just telling you that. But that $1,900 is inflated based upon where I am right now. So... do you have any wiggle room on a $1,500, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, good. Give me your rock-bottom, nut-cutting price right now, and then how do I have to pay you?
Well, for that, we can split the payments in 60 and 40. So you can pay 60% up front to get this work actually started. And once you're satisfied with the work, you can release the next 40% to us once you're happy with the service then.
Okay. So what's the nut cutting price on the website? Because 60% of 1500 is 900. 60% of 1000 is 600. So what's your nut cutting price?
That could be after that. I can give you additional discount to make it around like 1350 or 1400. And after the discount, then the condition will apply of 60% up front, then 40% later down the road.
All right, I'll make you an offer, $1,200, and we'll follow all your guidelines with the 60% down and the 40% in. But I got to see it, man. I have been screwed too damn many times. It's not about the price.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the product. So I'll
it
give
is.
You $1,200 on your terms, 60%, and then and then 40 when you show me something that's going to really get me excited.
Okay, how about we make it 1300, sir? Because the minimum that I offered...
Okay, hold on, man.
Sure.
Are you totally based in the United States of America?
Of course. There's
not
no doubt in that.
Okay, well, you say that. I don't know that.
Yeah,
outsourcing...
No,
yes, so
not outsourcing at all. I'll connect you with your direct project manager or the developer right after you make the payment, right after. Just give us like 15 minutes. We'll set up your account, send you the email and the paid invoice that you're going to make, then the website questionnaire, then the project manager will call you himself or herself from their direct client or their company phone number.
All right.
You don't need to.
Okay. All right. And here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to $1,200, okay, with a $300 bonus at the end, okay? But $720 is what I'm willing to give you right now. I don't care if you make it $1,300 or you make it $1,200. But I'm willing to give you $720 right now to start it. And
mm-hmm.
What's the time frame, man?
Sir, time frame to make the changes and make this website up and running could be 2 to 3 weeks from now. 2 weeks are the minimum, 3 weeks are the maximum.
Okay, good. Put that all, is that in here? When you send me back that contract, put in there a 3 week maximum.
Let me do that right now, sir. No worries at all. Just give me a second, please. Time frame. 2 to 3 weeks. And let me mention that how the refund works, because in case we exceed our deadline, if you don't like the work that we provide, and if you don't like the quality of the work that we provide, you have the ability to get the 100% money back. Because if you're paying $720 to me,
I'm going to get that by paying with PayPal, so you don't have to put that in the document. And you can if you want. I don't
mm-hmm.
care. But my only protection is PayPal.
All right. Let me type that email, please. All right, I've sent you the time frame, 2 to 3 weeks, with a guarantee 100% satisfaction or money-back guarantee in the event of any dissatisfaction.
Okay, now, Thomas, I want you to understand, I only deal one way, I deal straight. At the end of 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
if that website's not finished, I'm not going to be horribly pissed off, but I'm going to be pissed. So I'm not telling you that I'm going to take the money back at the end of 3 weeks, but I got to see substantial stuff.
Noted, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, then we effectively have an agreement.
Really appreciate that.
Now you stay quick here to pay. Now, let's see where that brings me.
All right.
Yeah, well.
So you're
you
only...
Song?
Yeah. Because usually, like, we charge payments through credit, debit cards, or bank transfer, but let me go ahead and get you the email address for PayPal, as you said that you are secure paying with PayPal. All right?
All right. I'm with PayPal.
Yeah, all right. But
so,
if there's any option that you can try to pay through your credit or debit card, that would be much easier for us because, like, I speak with the.
It would be cheaper for you, man. So, I know all this stuff, okay? But my point is, I've already been screwed. I'm not going to do it. So, I'm going to pay you in PayPal. If that's acceptable, fine. If not, then we have to go about our business.
No problem, sir. No problem. Let me go ahead and send you a link for that. Okay?
Don't send me a request for payment. I'm already there waiting.
Sure, sir. Give me a minute. Let me speak with the billing department and get them a link for you, please.
All right. But look, I got to go, so be as quick as you can.
Just a moment, sir. I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you.